your debt. Call 1-800-943-0300. 1-800-943-0300. 1-800-943-0300.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other. Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free. 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that you have joined us on this live Sunday edition. Every Sunday, I'm here from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as we syndicate out across the land. We'll be covering a lot of important news around the world and here in the United States, as well as our home here in Central Texas, where this broadcast originates from, the geographical heart of Texas. Big developments this week in 9/11 truth. For those that don't know what that is, that's the majority of the American people now not believing the official 9/11 story, and a majority of that majority believing it's a total inside job carried out by criminal elements of our own government. The award-winning director and producer David Lynch, hundreds of major TV shows, Twin Peaks, films like The Elephant Man, just goes on and on. He's gone public questioning the official 9/11 story. We'll play about 2 minutes of that coming up in the next hour. Also, actor James Brolin, who's been in hundreds of movies and television programs, on The View earlier this week on national television, questioned the official 9/11 story. We'll be covering those developments for you as well. A parting shot from Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. She introduced articles of impeachment on Friday. We'll be breaking that down. A really scary story out of the New York Post. Top-level insiders are dumping their stock at a record level, the highest level we've seen in the last 20-plus years. We'll be breaking down what that has meant to the economy and the stock market in the past when we see this type of mass selling. Also, the United Nations, this is the London Telegraph, has downgraded the threat of man to global warming. They've downgraded how high the seas are going to be rising, because they predicted 10 years ago and then again in 2001 that we'd all be drowning right now. That hasn't happened. And they're having to downgrade how much man contributes to global warming. I do believe we have global climatological climate change. There is a climate change happening, but that is due to mainly the sun heating up. So we'll go over some of the science, and they're having to now admit to that and address that. Also, the FDA rejects new limits on mercury in vaccines. That's right, you were told in the last 5 years in a big national PR campaign that mercury's been removed. Contrary to being removed, it's been massively increased. So we'll get into that for you as well. Also want to tell you the news behind the news on the Iraq study group, a group of whitewashing liars. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. They're putting the whole debate, trying to depoliticize it into this process, which is meant to make you forget about the war. It's not going to work. And I'll also talk about comprehensive annual financial reports, the fact that every county, city, state, federal government are running giant secret surpluses. Well, it's an open secret. The public doesn't know about it, but it's publicly available information. Huge economic news there we'll be covering a little bit later. Now, I don't normally get butterflies when I'm on the air. I have been doing 3 hours a day, 5 days a week on the radio since 1998. And at many points in my radio career, I've been doing dual shows per day. Now I do a broadcast on Sundays. I have done over 4,000 radio interviews in the last 6 years. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours coming up Tuesday night. Just a plug there for George Norrie's great program. My point is, I don't normally get butterflies. I've got butterflies. I'm nervous. I'm overwhelmed because I don't think I can do a good enough job telling you how powerful Apocalypto is. This is the best movie I have ever seen. I'm somewhat of a historical, it's a hobby to study Mesoamerica because it's so interesting. I have been all over Mesoamerica. I have been to many of the big public sites and to many of the sites that haven't even really been dug up. I was just down there earlier this year on the Guatemalan border in Yucatan in some very primitive areas in Costa Maya that haven't even been excavated entirely. And So with that in mind, my mother also is a, I guess she's got a degree in history, and she's been a big buff on Mesoamerica. And so I grew up being drug around in the jungles looking at these. But that's not why it's the best film I've ever seen. The history is so incredibly accurate. The cinematography is unspeakably good, a new standard. In fact, I hardly ever write notes for a radio show. I have 3 pages of notes here because there's so many facets to this film. Then there's a vicious, disgusting hit piece by Chris Garcia in the Austin American Statesman that makes me want to puke. So we'll go over that as well. And I see the phones are loading up. Folks, you're going to hear plugs to call in. We'll probably take calls by the end of the hour. I don't know, though. I mean, I've got to do some serious analysis and praise here for this film. And let me say this. There are very few things that make me, and I don't want this in the article. I've got 2 of my writers listening right now. They're going to write an article off of it. I'm so busy, I kind of rant on air, and they go vet all my facts and add more and then put it together. Steve Watson and Paul Watson, the dynamic duo, 2 brothers in England, are listening right now. We're going to have big reports out on this tomorrow. And I want them to know this article's important. Okay, I want it super good, and I know you guys can do it. Because they're also going to, again, take notes off what I'm saying here and write some big reports here. Please don't add the groveling part here. I just want the listeners to know that. And the issue I'm about to talk about right now is that there are a few regrets I have in my life. One of them is I have not pursued any type of relationship with Mel Gibson, even though I've had a chance to, even though I know the family. I'm just going to leave it there. I mean, frankly, I've got a director friend here in town, great guy, love knowing him because he's a neat, smart person, but I'm not starstruck. Rick Linkletter. I know Keanu Reeves. I know Winona Ryder. I know Woody Harrelson. I know about, you know, I'm good friends with Charlie Sheen. I love Charlie Sheen because his incredible courage to go public on 9/11 first that's now caused David Lynch to go public and others that I was just mentioning earlier. Okay. But again, I'm not starstruck. I mean, I'm into inventors and scientists and people that stand up against tyranny and lawyers who represent the downtrodden. I mean, those are my rock stars. But let me just tell you something. I am starstruck by Mel Gibson. I mean, I thought The Passion of the Christ was avant-garde and amazing, and I was a big fan of it. But let me just tell you something. I am like a schoolgirl here, folks. I mean, I'd be one of those people yelling and screaming at a line, you know, now to talk to Mel Gibson and just tell him how great this is. So I'm going to write him a letter, and I know how to get it right into his hands. You know, the family are fans of my work. You know, I mean, you know, Mel Gibson knew about the New World Order before I was born. He always talks about it and speaks about it and has made films that have that underlying message in it. But I am frustrated that when he came to town, they couldn't tell me he was coming to town. I just got a little phone call saying, you might want to come this day to the Fantastic Fest at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, where I screen all my films. Love it. Great theater. And they just said, you might want to come this day. And I said, oh, no, thanks, because I just got a message. No, thanks. I'm going to go visit family in East Texas. And I'm glad I visited family in East Texas a few months ago, but I miss being there. But in the very same theater that he first screened it, first place he screened it was Austin, Texas, I had a chance Friday night in the very same theater where he first screened it, first place he came to screen it, to a big public crowd, and I got a chance to sit there and watch it, and it totally blew me away. And a lot, it's going to go over a lot of people's heads. You know, it's got the violence for a certain level of folks, but you know, that's just making it accurate. And I just have to tell you, you got to go see this movie. But perhaps after you've heard me talk about it, then you'll understand why it's such a powerful film. And I'm sure you'll find it entertaining, riveting, terrifying, frightening. But if you have a background in Mesoamerica, if you've researched it, and then if you understand human societies, well, if you ever heard the show, you know I talk about the Aztecs, the overall Mayan culture, the Toltecs. You know I've discussed that here on air quite a bit and paralleled it with our society today. So this is near and dear to my heart, and it's Mel Gibson. And all I can say is, I mean, I was a fan before, but now I am just gaga over Mel Gibson. In fact, here are my notes. Let me just read through this first page, then we'll come back and I'll go over them. We now have the Mel Gibson standard. Okay, he is Stanley Kubrick on steroids. I'm also a big fan of Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick on steroids. He is the greatest living director. This film is off the chart powerful. Total immersion in the atmosphere. You are there. Suspended disbelief. The standard of casting, cinematography, the research. When we get back, I'll break down some of the film without giving away too much and then tie it into modern day. InfoWars.com.
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 8th, 2006. Gold's at $634.70 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $655.55. $334.40 for half ounce and $165.16 for quarter ounce coins at $655.55, $334.40 and $165.16. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Yeah, Woody in Round Rock, Randy in Connecticut. Jeff's in Pennsylvania. He says he disagrees with me about child kidnapping services. I mean, child protective services. We'll go to you first, Jeff, when I go to calls. But I need to get into Apocalypto, and then we'll take calls, and I'll get back into all the other world and national news here for folks listening across the country and worldwide on the Internet. Boy, I tell you, there is so much to cover here. Basically, I mean, every angle of this film, the casting uses, real indigenous populations, 90%+. The cinematography shot in this new super digital format has a look I've never seen. Handheld look of some of it's the best I've ever seen it pulled off. I mean, this is avant-garde, or meaning totally new, state of the art, at every step of the film. So I mean it when I say that Mel Gibson is a greater director than Stanley Kubrick. There is no debating, and in my mind, and I think that I had thought previously that was Stanley Kubrick, and it was Stanley Kubrick because he hadn't, Mel Gibson hadn't made this film yet. I mean, Braveheart's excellent, so is the Passion of the Christ, but I mean they're A-plus films, but they weren't at Kubrick level. This is off the charts, off the charts. And there's a total immersion in the atmosphere. I have never seen a film be able to basically take me there like this film did. Just a whole new level. And there's so many levels to the film, so many different messages, and they're all good. It is a positive, buoying film. But that's in my notes later. I'll get to it. Number one, Gibson knows what we all really want, and we want the truth. And that's why the Patriot is the state, an out-of-control tyranny against the family, against ragtag forces, and it's historical. It's the same thing with William Wallace and his battle against the British in Braveheart. And it's what we witness in Apocalypto is the truth. The government isn't some good, loving, sweet thing that's going to take care of you. In almost every case in history, it is oppressive, it is brutal, it is murdering, and all you can count on is your family. Your family comes first, your tribe, your extended family, and Gibson focuses in on that. He shows the joys of fatherhood. I mean, this captures the ancient hunting ritual like no other film I've ever seen. For people that don't understand hunting, it isn't the killing of the animals. It is the tribal nature of it. It is what mankind is designed to do. Men getting together and going out and hunting. And so, again, that's just a tiny part of the film. And then the scene with the tribal elders around the fire early on in the film, I've seen them try to capture this in 50 other movies. And they've never captured something like this. I mean, you feel the ancestral memories. All human beings come from this. And whether you're Germanic or Asiatic or African, it doesn't matter. It stirs instinctive memories. And I don't believe in reincarnation, folks. I mean, instinctive, family memories, tribal memories, genetic race memories. This whole film stirs race memories because they were doing human sacrifice in Gaul and in what is Germany today. And they were doing human sacrifice in ancient Greece. There was human sacrifice in Asia, what is China today. The things you see in this film, the same thing has happened over and over again, and I'm going to explain when we get back from break why. And it details the horrors of unrestrained government and how sickos always get into control and they always want to press on the nerve of power and abuse and dominate and terrorize populations. And so this is why this type of behavior is the norm, not the exception, in human society. Just the control freak exercise of power, the cult of power. And then the spectacles, how the people of the city feed on the people from the country and the, Britney Spears of their day, all in their garb and all so arrogant and haughty. The elites and their fancy headdresses and their beads, with the front row seats to the human sacrifices. I see them as the decadent know-it-all petty yuppies of today who get upset if the line's too long or if their iPod doesn't work. Just these petty, decadent, weak people. It's illustrated perfectly, and it shows just like the Roman Colosseum, which was a form of human sacrifice, more stylized, ritualized hunting. That the population would view. So the Romans, again, that was human sacrifice, just done in a different way, delivered, executed in a different format. You see the exact same Roman Colosseum type human sacrifice. And you know, Gibson isn't hardcore enough. He gets criticized by liberal anthropologists saying, well, it's just their culture. You can't say it's bad. You can't make a decision and say a culture's bad when the Nazi culture isn't bad. I happen to think it is. You know, a mass culture of death and destruction and murder and killing innocent people. No, that's a culture gone bad. Well, it's the same thing with the Aztecs that dominated and brought down, basically, those cultures. Unbelievable. So he did hold back in that they show a big pile of dead bodies of people they've sacrificed, and according to, you know, the guides and the books I've read and what's carved on the walls down there, that most of the people they would sacrifice were cut up and eaten in a ritualized activity. The heart was burned in ashes. So he held back with the crowds at the feet of the pyramids when they kicked the decapitated corpse down them. He held back because the crowds don't eat their flesh, which, according to most of the anthropologists and archaeologists and folks that have gone over the different primitive languages, it was actually complex, but by primitive I mean long, ancient languages, that is what they did. Just unbelievably accurate. And you know, this UT half-baked professor, assistant professor, this art professor who's in the Statesman criticizing it, says, well, when they're walking through a tunnel by one of the pyramids, it shows a head being severed and blood spurting out carved on the wall. And that was from an earlier period. Just mindless nitpicking here, but doesn't deny that was mass sacrifice, just shows their moral relativism. For many years, I'll get on the radio and use the example of a culture gone bad to show Mesoamerica, dominated by the Aztecs near the time of its collapse, which this film shows, how they would sacrifice tens of thousands on some holidays in a single day, not just when there were droughts or calamities, but when there was different astrological developments, or on most days at different religious centers, when the sun rose and when it set, they would kill somebody to mark it. And people would email me or call and say, how dare you talk bad about their culture? You're just a racist. And I go, oh, well, I criticize the Druids sacrificing people. Oh, I criticize the Romans. I guess I'm against white people. No, I'm saying this is an evil culture. Well, you can't judge a culture. Okay, so Pol Pot wasn't bad. Stalin wasn't bad. Hitler wasn't bad. The Romans weren't bad. Feeding children to the lions, that's okay, because it's just a culture. No, we need to make a moral decision. We need to discern. We need to say what's wrong and what's evil. And so we'll go over what this professor said later, and I'll finish up going through this film. But if they take your capacity to recognize evil away, then the evil can take over. Evil always seeks to remove the definition of evil. Evil always wants to take standards away so it can control you. We'll be right back after this news break. We'll get into your calls, too, as well.
Come on.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, callers, and I know you're there. We'll be taking calls at the end of this hour and into the next hour, but right now I'm continuing with my treatise on Apocalypto, the most powerful film I've ever seen, the best produced film, the best cinematically shot film, the best researched film. I mean, you are taken there. It is amazing. Now, in the film, and that's how most of the culture operated from, you know, the middle of South America all the way up to the border of Texas, is they would send out the different, you know, tribal kingdoms would send out their warrior armies to capture and enslave neighbors, mainly so they could force them to supply human sacrifices. And this debased the population down by hundreds of thousands of people from what it had previously been by the time 500 years ago when the Spanish conquistadors arrived, Cortes. And when they got there, it was already just in, you know, complete scholar, in complete squalor. I mean, the descriptions. Imagine the different tribes would take glass on a rope and draw it through their tongues for pain-induced hallucinations while taking hallucinogenic compounds. They would put ropes through their male genitals and pull glass across them to have pain-induced hallucinations. And of course, this UT professor says, assistant professor says, well, it also shows women involved in the rituals. From what we know, they weren't. Oh, really? Quite a few of the other scholars that actually live down there and study it say women were involved. And let me tell you how they were involved. They would, every morning at different cenotes, that's those caved-in underwater, underground rivers, and I've swam in them, they would take a woman or a baby and bound them and throw them into the water. Okay, and there are cenotes where there is petrified human bones. That's the rocks, the gravel you walk on when you pick it up is, in some cenotes, tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of human skeletons, okay? And for thousands of years being thrown in, it's now petrified in a gravel, okay? Okay, you can go to the cenotes, you can walk in the human bones, ladies and gentlemen, that have become calcified. So, oh, I'm sorry, UT professor, you're wrong. The women were involved in the rituals, and they were sacrificed. Now, the amazing accuracy of this film is it shows the number one thing they like to sacrifice is the warriors. The taller you were, the tougher you were, the meaner you were. And a lot of times even nobility would get sacrificed if things did get bad. They would go out and capture, and the leaders of the enemy, the strongest warriors, they were the ones that they would torture. You know, they didn't just cut hearts out. They would peel the skin off. Now, when a noble was being sacrificed, and sometimes they would be happy. They were so brainwashed in the culture, they would be happy to be sacrificed. They would take a alcoholic enema and basically pass out and then cut their hearts out. But other rituals, if they were, you know, sacrificing to the death god or, you know, some other deity that demanded it, then the torture would go on for quite a long time with the throngs down there. Now think about this. Just a few hundred miles south of where we sit in Central Texas, where this broadcast originates from, the stations across the country, there was a population and a group of people known as the Mayan. They had all the different tribes and kingdoms and groups that came and went, but it was a Mayan culture where this was done, where this developed over the thousands of years. This is what the governments developed. Now, if you were to be teleported back in time today, if you could do that and you told them, oh, don't sacrifice me or don't kill your people, it's crazy, they would look at you like it's crazy. Just like Americans think it's normal to have SWAT teams kicking down our doors and cameras everywhere and CPS grabbing 1.4 million kids a year and forcing vaccines on people full of mercury. You see, that's normal because we're brainwashed. Just like for Nazis, it was normal to torture people and kill people and do medical experiments and to engage in eugenics, which is now being brought back under the bioethicist movement in this country. So the film has a very good message. Okay, and it shows you how rough being a human has been in the past. It shows you what enslavement and insane government is like. And it also is a message of not having fear and getting over fear, because fear is a sickness, and the government today uses fear to control you. After seeing the film, I felt buoyed. I felt uplifted. This was substantial. You know, you go see something like Borat, you laugh at it, but after you leave, you feel dirty. You know, you feel, and it's a shorter film. This is a long film. You come out of this, you feel buoyed. And there's very few films that make me, you know, feel enlightened, like I have just partaken in something that is very well done and has a very good message. And you just got to see it to pick up on it. The message of perseverance, the message of courage, it's just amazing. And then there's the view that an anthropologist would have of this. Northern Native Americans versus Southern Native Americans. The average North American Asian, that's the came across the Bering Strait ice bridge, they can debate how long ago, but between 10 and 20,000 years ago, the average Asian, and if you blood type them, they have the Mongolian spots on their backs. It looks like bruises. A lot of times CPS grab Hispanics' children or other people's because they don't know. They're so ignorant that until they're about five, they have purple spots on their back. You know, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese have that. So do all of your Native Americans. And, of course, the Mexican population is Native American and Spanish predominantly. There's also some other European, but predominantly Spanish. But my point is that you look at when Westerners got here 500 years ago, Plains Indians, coastal Indians were about 6 foot one on average. The average European male was about 5'4". So they were giants. But then you go to the south, the average height of a male in a Mayan culture who doesn't have any Spanish blood is about 5'1", 5'2". I went and looked this up actually last night to find out exactly. It's different for different regions. Now, why is that? Because, as you'll see in this movie, they want to kill the warriors. Okay, if you were an albino, look out. Anything different got killed, too. Because they thought that was, they thought you were some kind of god, so you had to be tortured particularly long and painfully so the gods could get your blood and get your power and be fed again so the gods wouldn't wake up from the dream they were having and destroy the world because the world was just the gods' dreams, and in 2012 it all ends. Well, no, it actually ended about 500 years ago. So that's amazing in the film. And again, this started thousands of years before because they thought that a brain was basically useless, but they thought your heart was your mind and your strength, so they thought if you ate a warrior's heart, you got strength. And from primitive Asian tribes believing that, primitive cannibalism, ritualized cannibalism, it grew into this. The only central North American tribe that engaged in human sacrifice and cannibalism, that is, that wasn't Mesoamerican, was the Karankawas of the Texas Gulf Coast today. And they did eat humans. They did sacrifice people. But it was because they were, anthropologists believe and archaeologists believe, an offshoot of a southern North American tribe that did migrate into Texas. That's about the only anthropological evidence of a Aztlan type, because it's a myth. And they've been polled with most indigenous Mexican populations that have come up here. This is truly an Aztec kingdom, and that in between Texas and New Mexico, there was the mythical home place of the Aztecs. And there may be a little bit of truth in that, anthropologists say, because it may not have just been Karankawas coming back up north, but that after the societies broke down and fell apart because of massive human sacrifice and other activities in Central South America up into southern North America, that then tribes that hadn't destroyed their bloodlines then came back down into the south, and that the Aztecs may have actually come from this region. All right. I've got a little bit more to say about this film when we get back, and then we will go to your calls. But I want to talk about this UT assistant professor who shoots her mouth off about Mel Gibson. I mean, just, it's unbelievable. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and Picture-in-Picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America. and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, the predicted the .com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now at 1-877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, and your calls are coming up. I'll get into David Lynch, the legendary director and, of course, producer, going public on 9/11. Inside job, questioning the official story. Actor James Brolin has done the same thing this week. Then we'll get into impeachment against Bush introduced in the House. Also, top-level insiders cashing in their stocks at a level that hadn't happened in 20 years. Also, we'll get into FDA rejects new limits on mercury and vaccines. That's right. They didn't take the mercury out. They actually increased the levels of it, and we'll tell you why they did that. I'll also comment on the Iraq study group. It's total fraud. It's smoke and mirrors. You're being conned. Good cop, bad cop. But first, we'll get to those calls. In fact, I got somebody that disagrees with me. Jeff, I'm going to get to you, but I got to finish up with Apocalypto. You don't hear me come on the air and talk about movies for 45 minutes, but this is the most powerful film I've ever seen. And just in closing, it shows the priest class. If you study anthropology, study human history, you know, all over the world, certain guilds, you know, the scientists of the day, but they'd mix it in with a lot of religious mumbo-jumbo, would learn to track the stars and would know when there would be a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse. And they would tell the people, well, you got to bring me food, you got to take care of me, you have to build me the biggest hut, you've got to give me all the best women. And it was little guilds, even when you had small bands of a few hundred people. Or the snake god won't spit out the sun when he eats it next year. And the people would learn, you know, that boy, you know, the high priest, because he was keeping track of things, could make the snake god or the monster. You know, the Greeks thought it was a kraken, and then the Aztecs thought it was a snake, and, you know, the winged serpent, on and on and on. And then, boy, if you submitted to the priest class, they would make the sun or the moon come back. And that's what government does today. They con you, they manipulate you, they make you think that they basically made the planet and everything good flows from the government, when we're living in a false reality, basically. So it covers that. It also shows how the government goes after and kills the strong, snatches people's children, same thing they do today. It shows how they, you know, have these sporting events that control populations to have false heroes. Sports started because people wanted to compete and take out their tribal, you know, aggressive warlike energies so that societies wouldn't fight with each other internally, and it was a way to organize the group into a coherent war-making group to then go out and attack your neighbors. Not attacking sports itself, I'm saying let's recognize why we're so into football players, because those are your modern warriors. Those are your modern heroes. That's a gladiatorial event. And it's fine if you're into that part of the time, but if you then don't stand up for your family when the government does something bad to you, when you don't take those real warlike energies you have and expend them on defending your family or making war in business or, you know, being strong and being a father figure. You know, the media and the culture wants to destroy the father figure. That's why every sitcom and every drama shows the male as a driveling idiot. We have the U.S. government documents showing they're destroying the image of a male. The CIA created Miss Magazine. They admit that, to break up the family, to turn women against men. This is because the state doesn't want coherent families that will defend each other. They don't want a middle class that is independent. This is broken down in the film. I mean, it's very sophisticated. Mel Gibson is what filmmaking should be, regardless of what you think of his politics or things he said. And bottom line, the world is not a safe place, and history shows that the most dangerous force is government and the crime syndicates that grow up around it. But today the threat is camouflaged. The elites are very good at controlling PR firms and basically selling you on your enslavement like never before. And for the general public, again, the biggest threat in their life is not being able to look cool or act cool or having to stand in a line when you're paying for something. You know, that's the stress we're under today. You need to see Apocalypto to see the stress that humans have been under the tyranny of governments and the sick priest class that is the New World Order and the Illuminati today. The very same people that figured out how to manipulate the tribe 5,000 years ago are the very people, you know, the offspring of the very people using those systems to control and dumb down the population today. So that's basically what I have to say about Apocalypto. I salute Mel Gibson. It is just such an amazing film. And then now, let me get into The Statesman viciously attacking him. You know, Chris Garcia just never ceases to amaze me with the type of dribble and drivel that he writes. Apocalypto is an insult to Mayan culture, one expert says. And I knew this would happen. A history professor explains why Mel Gibson got it very, very wrong, and then goes on to nitpick. Oh, well, one of the cave drawings they show shows a head getting cut off from a different period. And, well, you know, women weren't involved in the rituals. Yes, they were. I don't know what you're talking about, but they were in the rituals. They were being killed in the rituals. Mel Gibson holds back and doesn't show the cannibalism. The main meat source was the sacrificed dead bodies. Didn't get into how the winner in the ball-playing court and the sports event, the winner got to be killed. That's how brainwashed they were. Oh, good, I get to be killed. I mean, that's how sick this is. And here's the most telling thing, because she goes on, this junior professor of art goes on to, and I remember being in an art class in school and being on a field trip from high school to UT, and they had this thing about Aztecs and how wonderful they were. And I said, well, they killed tens of thousands. Well, yes, they did. I go, well, that's evil. Oh, no, that's racist. This is their culture. And I said back then, when I was 17 years old, I said, well, I think the Nazis had an evil culture. And they went, oh, you got a point. You know, you've got to be able to make moral judgments. Listen to this. You just hate this movie, Garcia said. I hate it. I despise it. I think it's despicable. Never giving any evidence. It's offensive to Mayan people. Really, I've been down there with the Mayan tour guides with degrees in archaeology. You're very proud of the human sacrifice. In fact, I videotaped one just a few months ago, and I was down there admitting it. I hate it. I despise it. I think it's despicable. It's offensive to Mayan people. It's offensive to those of us who try to teach cultural sensitivity and alternative worldviews that might not match our 21st century Western ones, but are nonetheless valid. Valid! Okay, and then she goes on to talk about human sacrifice. So it just doesn't, it just shows too much of that. It doesn't put it in a context. She goes on to say, she says it was a very, let me find the thing she says here. It's like, it's very pious. It's very, you know, this is revered. Well, it's in the article. I got it up on, I got links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. I'm writing a big article about this right now, as the Watson brothers are. And, again, this is what they do. Whenever the government and its minions are doing something, they tell us, oh, well, what are you to say America going bye-bye and the North American Union being set up? You know, that's just the next step. Well, it's just diversity. And then, oh, there's, you know, we're not allowed to have a cultural view on abortion or anything else. It's only the higher-ups, you know, the modern priest class, the professors and psychiatrists and psychologists and law enforcement specialists. They're the new priest guild. They know everything. We know nothing. and just goes on and attacks Mel Gibson with this type of drivel. I'm sorry, bounding small children every morning and throwing them into cenotes for the water gods, for the fertility gods, is wrong. Cutting somebody's heart out every morning at sunrise and sunset is wrong. It's sick. It's a culture gone crazy. Well, crazy's from your particular point of view. Well, then fine, Hitler's good. I don't think he is, because I'm able to make a moral determination. All right, I'm done talking about it. It's just, what a shameful piece. I'm going to try to get this Julia Guernsey on, if she wants, this assistant professor, if she wants to come on and debate me. Let's go ahead and go to somebody who disagrees, been holding since the start of the show. Let's talk to Jeff in Pennsylvania. And Jeff, he says he disagrees with me about the child-destroying services, I mean CPS. Go ahead, you're on the air from Pennsylvania, Jeff.
Hi, I had the pleasure of being over at Buddy's house, and he was listening to your show, and I heard you celebrating about something and going, and I was thinking it couldn't get much kookier, but I tried to look into some of the claims that you had made on Google and tried to do some searches for some articles, and the only websites I came across were supposed victims ones of CPS. And
What do you work for, CPS?
My
sir, the cover of Time magazine, it was 6 years ago, said the shame of foster care. Okay, and it had the federal statistics, five times more likely. Well, there's a big scandal in Texas and Florida right now where they're having to shut down all these homes because here in Texas it's six times more likely. Over two-thirds of the children are put on psychotropic drugs by you guys, and you're just calling in claiming I'm making that up.
Well, you know, statistics can be...
Let me guess. You were gonna say that next. You were going to say my statistic was wrong. Right, and then I preempted you because I know how your brain works. Go ahead, try it.
Well, there's it doesn't show that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Stay there, hold again because you've been holding a long time. Hit me with your best shot. Okay. All right, buddy. We'll be right back after the news with the second hour. We'll talk to this guy and many others. PrisonPlanet.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Businesses is one to